This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
There's nothing like the wonderful smell in the air right before a rainstorm. This is Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the show here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. Wherever you are listening in, via maybe a Victor Reader stream, maybe Radio Player Canada, OO Tunes, or TuneIn Radio, or simply off the AMI.ca website. Thanks a lot. Glad you're with us, and hopefully you can be here when you can. If by chance you can't hear the first run of the program, do check us out, 5 p.m. Eastern, midnight, or 5 a.m. in the morning. So, Rum, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we like to hang out with our community reporters. Lots of cool things that they get a chance to talk about and share. And they've done amazing work over the last years. We were mainly talking with Tara about the pandemic, and it makes you stop and think of how much adjusting people have had to do. And our community reporters have had to do the same thing as they've had to adjust to come up with different kinds of topics. So Anthony's here with us today, Anthony Hodgetts from Calgary, with different topics to share with us as well on the program. And he's got news from Calgary, Alberta. And we're going to talk about inclusion. Lethbridge first, Anthony.
Before we do that, we just had some breaking news come through this morning. It has to do with the pandemic, actually, so that's a good deal. If we have time to throw it in, I'm just going to throw it in anyway. It's very quick. The shots that people are getting, now everything has started. If you were born in 1973 and you are in the 2B section, which is the disability section, as I call it, you can start getting your shots through ahs.ca or by calling 811, and be prepared for a long wait.
Okay. That's awesome.
And they have a clinic that they're just setting up. It's a vaccination clinic. Plus, you can get it through your local drugstores, like where Nick works, you know?
That's great. Well, that's the news people want to hear, man.
That's the news, man.
That's really a nice thing to hear for a lot of our listenership out there in Alberta. And you get right on that, folks. Take advantage of that. So, Inclusion Lethbridge, sir, we'll start with.
Well, Inclusion Lethbridge is an organization set up by parents to help their children if they have developmental delays. It was started in 1957, and its goal in life is to be inclusive. Of course, that's why the name is Inclusion. So their goal was to originally start a school for those folks with those challenges, but they finally closed it and went, we want our kids in regular school. And they're a parent-run organization because the parents get to decide what happens when, where, and how, and they're more of a resource center. And it's a great place for parents and kids to reconnect. Although from talking to Dave Lawson, the head guy over there today, just briefly, he was telling me that they actually have some great new programs up there where they got some money for people to get cell phones and specialized minutes.
Nice.
So roaming minutes for people who don't have, because a lot of these things now are all online.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have good Wi-Fi or whatever, you're locked out. So this just came down a while back. So, they're a parent-run group that helps parents reconnect and helps kids connect. And their goal is to let the people that have the disability be as normal as possible. They don't want to wrap them in services. Right, that's one of their goals. Is they want them to get involved in the regular community, and that to me, what I've this has been on my list for a while, and I'm like, okay, what can I give them? Oh, I'll give them this and see where it goes.
Well, it sounds really interesting too, because they sound like an organization that really believes in people's contributions and getting out there and being a group run by the members of the group or the people that are coming in to contribute. Is that kind of what I take away?
Yeah, now, do you know where Lethbridge is, guys? Just a pop quiz. You know where Lethbridge is?
Rami and I are going to scream in Alberta, but I believe from where Calgary is, it is... Geez, I'm trying to remember. Jim Crisco went over this with us. Is it east? Is that right?
I think it's south.
You failed on the pop quiz.
Yeah, I say that because I've never seen out my window, but you were with people who were driving, so I thought you might have a better understanding of it.
We flew over it.
It is 3 hours south of us. I just looked it up. It is three hours south of us.
Okay, so you know where it is, Anthony? 3 hours south of you. So
yeah.
It's a pretty, but when you talk about online and these things being done, it sounds more inclusive too, like, you know, to people outside of it, but this is wonderful stuff they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And there are other organizations, Inclusion Alberta, they have, well, Calgary is their home base, but they have other places like Inclusion Lethbridge. But I picked Lethbridge because it's one of those places that no one ever thinks about. They think of Calgary and they think of Edmonton, but they never think of Lethbridge. So thought I would bring that to the table.
Sure, yeah. Partnerships, too, they value that a lot, which is great because collaboration is key in the inclusion part of the community. So that's really amazing. Want to tell us about Heritage Calgary?
Now, Heritage Calgary is a real great historical thing. And I know Kelly loves history. So Heritage Calgary sets up where things in Calgary can be saved, like older buildings, older parkland, just whatever it may happen to be. So right now they have a plaque program where you can buy a plaque and it could be placed on a park bench. So people kind of know, okay, that's the Kelly McDonald bench and it happens to be in McClure Park or wherever, right? So what they do is they make people realize some of these older buildings, like our City Hall was made in 1911. I had no idea until I looked at the page that day. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how old our City Hall is, because we have a new City Hall now. But the old one was, and it's still there. So it's the kind of organization that helps people learn about what's available in their city, what buildings are heritage buildings, because so often buildings get torn down and get replaced by condos.
No kidding.
So if anyone is really interested in learning more about Heritage Calgary, you can look them up on the web at heritagecalgary.ca. Now, the offices are closed, so I didn't put a phone number in here, but you can still learn quite a bit from the website.
That's on our blog, by the way, ami.ca/Kellyco, and all the other information from your report. So, Anthony,
sure,
yesterday we were talking to Grant Hardy in Vancouver, and he talked about this app called On The Spot, which is going to be featured on AMI TV. And it kind of does the same thing. You're learning about the historical significance of neighborhoods, buildings, different things that weren't torn down for the obvious reasons of keeping that culture and heritage alive. So this is a similar initiative, right? But it's
yeah,
done
it's run
differently.
Through the
but
city
it's
of similar. Calgary. So it's part of the city, but it's just kind of another offshoot to them. It's where everything gets stored. So like, if you're looking for information on a building, you can go and you can look up the building and find out more information about it, which I thought that was really great because I didn't even know half of the stuff that was around, and I live here. So,
well, I think when you talk about like Corey Grosser that you were mentioning, you know, it's amazing when you talk to a historian, the stuff that, well, that they, I was going to say how much they know versus, you know, they forget. It's just something they thirst so much for, but it's that whole idea of protecting these resources. And some people may not see some places, buildings, whatever, especially if a place is closed or whatever, boarded up, and it's a heritage building you can't knock down. It's still a wonderful part of history and potentially a great resource just for what value it's brought. And I think that is something that groups want to recognize, or, you know, city governments want to recognize, especially to the landlords that say, well, throw my hands in the air, there's nothing I can do with this.
No, it's got it. And that's the beauty. Every city has one of those. I guarantee you, even in your town, Toronto has one. So if you're really interested in city history, just go look up in your town and you'll find it.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. As you said, I do. I love that stuff about any other place. Loving Hands. Want to talk about Loving Hands, sir?
Now, this just kind of came across. I was looking for something in a different city called Airdrie. I've talked about Airdrie before. So I discovered these guys. Thank God I phoned them because they moved to Calgary as of a couple months ago, and they're in the northeast part of town. And what it is, it's a day program for people with disabilities as well as seniors. And it's quite an interesting concept where folks that have developmental delays, the seniors love to help them, and they love the seniors. So it's a great win-win. It's like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. And the reason that Heather moved it to Calgary was because she was driving all these people home, and it took her, like, forever, and her gas bill was just getting so high. So, like I said, it's the website may be updated by now, I hope, because it took me by surprise. So if you're looking for information, you can look at lovinghandspartnersandcare.com, and you can give her a call. Here's her cell phone number, 403-809-6868.
Nice.
And it's a great program. They have karaoke over there. They when I called them, they were in the midst of some art projects. So, you know, it's a never ending, and they get started around 10, but they start before that because they have little mind games that they play. They play games to keep everyone's minds active, which I think is really important. And they've been going through this whole pandemic. So give them lots of kudos there.
Yeah, really wonderful, the day programs. And we know that those mind games, the singing along alone, a lot of therapists will say, hey, you know, singing along to keep people sharp and stuff like that, or something that they're able to remember and relate and feel good about, which is so much easier to do with music. You know, we all pick up our certain songs that we like easier, and sticks with you. Anthony, excellent. Thank you, sir. This is really good stuff here.
All right.
All right.
See you next month.
You betcha, sir. We'll put all this up on the blog, ladies and gentlemen, when you want to go check out the links, ami.ca/KellyCo. And Anthony brought us stuff, information from Calgary that, you know, really some really cool stuff when you look at the history, when you look at the day program, just so many different things here that people might be very interested in. So once again, that's ami.ca/KellyCo. Anthony Hodgetts is our community reporter in Calgary, Alberta, and we visit with our community reporters on Tuesday and Thursdays right here on Kelly and Company. I always think when I look at day programs or seniors in music, Ramya, and it really is something I was taught by a music therapist once of what a way to reach people. I've seen things through the pandemic put up online of seniors getting together and singing, and it really is heart moving.
Yeah, it's something, Kels, where, you know, there are people and those of us who want to take music on as a skill, as a development thing, as something we want to get better at and put out this art or whatever. But there's also the part of us who just wants to sing along.
You betcha.
And it's just lovely.
Oh, and it's beautiful. Speaking of audio and singing along, the communication students at W. Ross McDonald School are going to be here in a moment, and they've got some great audio, as usual, for us here on Kelly and Company. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.